Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Terachim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuning to Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly assert this is the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. Today's presentation is Soul Class number 747, from the beginning to the middle to the end. Blessed is our eternal creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. This impromptu broadcast from Turtle Island, a.k.a. USA equals Unified Soul Actualization, will feature a brief discussion inspired by the teachings of Rav Hillel from Parich, a devoted chassid to three Chabad Rebbes, who himself was considered by the Rebbes to be an extremely righteous soul. He was a tzaddik. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. The tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Universal Redemption, Divine Image, Soul Essence, Light of the Soul, Vitality of the Soul, Power or Potential of the Soul, Inner Dimensions of the Torah, Chassidus, Kabbalah, Prophecy, Divine Inspiration, otherwise known as Ruach HaKodesh, Wisdom, Understanding, and Knowledge. I'd like to dedicate today's brief presentation, humble submission, towards the elevation of Rabbi Yehuda Leib ben Mordechai Avraham Yeshaya, and as well Harav Shlomo Zalman ben Yochanan, Aleiha Shalom. From one level of life to another, down here on earth. Also, for an immediate refuah shleima for all those who need it during this horrible pandemic. And particularly, my dear uncle, Mechel Yosef ben Esther. Mechel Yosef ben Esther. And before we start, I just want to encourage everyone in these times where we are self-quarantined or in a state of self-isolation, the lemon that's been presented to us from heaven is in order from one perspective, my own little perspective, that we can squeeze it and turn it into juicy lemonade. And the blessing of heaven will sugarcoat or sweeten the taste of this sour situation that we can actually be nurtured from if we engage in all different types of meditations of good thought, speech, and action by learning the inner dimensions of Torah, Chassidus. That's one of the catalysts, in my humble opinion, bringing us about to a brighter day. Now, a little about Rav Hillel Meir Parich, who I've discussed more on occasion in writings, on broadcasts like this, and videos on YouTube, is that he was a Torah prodigy. By the age of 15, he had mastered the revealed and inner dimensions of the Torah, as testified by the sixth Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson of Lubavitch. And yet, he admitted that he had a misperception based on his immersions in the teachings of Kabbalah, meaning that he saw the body as a scorned and repulsive thing, with the primacy being given to the soul, the blessed soul that every human being is anointed with. However, after encountering an older chassid by the name of Rav Zalman Zesmer, Rav Zalman Zesmer shared with him an interdimensional teaching from the Torah concerning a prophetic teaching that is found in the book of Iyuv or Job, from chapter 19, verse 26. And from my flesh do I perceive Creator. Now, one oral Torah tradition perspective of what does it mean that I perceive Creator, Achaza Eloka. The word used here is to perceive denotes a spiritual vision of the Creator's order in the world, which is what the teachings of the Chassidus and the Kabbalah afford to us, as well as the other dimensions of the Torah. Now, Rav Hillel was very taken by that, and he admitted that once he had learned that teaching, that he saw the body not as a scorned and repulsive matter, which happened to be the fitting vessel for the divine soul, the soul essence to be enclosed at some level within every nook and cranny of the human body, that this made him develop a cheshek, a longing for the teachings of Chassidus, the inner dimensions of Torah. So we're going to start off today's broadcast with the Chassidic, what Chassidus can derive out of that verse from the book of E of Job or Job. From my flesh I perceive godliness or divinity. Again, you can learn more about that by going to chapter 19, verse 26 in Sefer E of the book of Job. Now, we have to clarify that when Job or Eev was prophetically inspired to pronounce, I perceive from my flesh godliness, divinity, we want to make a caveat not to promote the idea that a human being is divinity, rather than to consider what is flowing into the blessed human body is a blessed human soul. And that soul possesses a blessed vitality. So a relationship was established by the Ancient of Days in a manner of giver and receiver relationship that travels through all forms of cause and effect relationships within various levels of creation. The chaining down of blessed vitality from the blessed soul, which can also be described as a threefold relationship of beginning, middle, and end. Hence the title of today's brief presentation, From the Beginning to the Middle to the End. The beginning of this relationship is a quality of light projected outwardly from the blessed human soul. The middle of this relationship is a quality of vitality ensuing from the blessed light of the soul, and the end point of this cause and effect relationship, but not the conclusion of it, is the power or potential empowered by the blessed vitality, which is rooted within the blessed light of the blessed human soul. The light of the soul, Orsha Benefesh, is expressed as a quality of a crown of the soul, Kesa Shabanefesh. To clarify, if we can tune into that there exists a unique power or potential within any blessed human soul to project outwardly a quality of blessed vitality, then the power of the human soul to accomplish this vitality transfer, or transfer of vitality, is indicative of a soul essence which is unlimited. Atma Samuhusa Nefesh Bilti Mugbal, and can actually enliven many bodies. Now that shouldn't surprise us, because we see within the endeavors of entertainment and even science at times, and even in mathematics, the inspiration that was internalized and shared by certain human beings with others has brought hundreds and thousands, if not millions, of people to a new awareness, to motivate them, to energize them, to motivate them, such as the greatness of the insight of any particular human soul configured to his or her divine image, to bring out what their particular mission was and is in this blessed life that we're given. That piece of art that might have inspired you to make a change in your career, that piece of music that picked you up from the doldrums of some bluesy, emotional, static reaction you're having to maybe what's going on right now with the pandemic. That math equation, for those who are scientifically oriented, which caused a person to make a change in their career. I mean, if I remember correctly, Albert Einstein, as a child, struggled with his studies, and what perked up his curiosity was walking through certain areas of Germany. He was fascinated by the movement of the on his compass that he was walking around with, why it would change direction. We walked in different directions. Hence, that sparked him to inspire him. So the person who invented the compass, I don't know who invented the compass, would inspire someone who would inspire the rest of the human experience through his very famous equation, M equals MC squared. And for those in the realm of science, math, biology, quantum physics, string theory, all of them are energized by this. So it shouldn't be too hard for us to understand how the soul essence of one human being can actually enliven many bodies. And that's on a spiritual level. Here we see on the level of human experience and human observation, human history, various discoveries and insights shared by one person have enlivened the enthusiasm and the desire to apply oneself on the part of the masses towards whatever was presented to them by the artist, the architect, the musician, the movie director, the actor, the actress, the painter, the sculptor. Going further, this vitality is likened to a quality of wisdom contained within the blessed human soul, which is likened to a teeny tiny point, similarly likened to the Hebrew letter Yud, which teaches us when we come to become aware of the fact that there transpires a contraction of the blessed human soul in order, to enliven a particular body. While this vitality is a particularized form of divine transfer in relation to the particularized human soul capacity to enliven, the particular form of vitality which eventually empowers the human body is actually a general revelation in relation to all the particular forms of vitality which penetrate every nook and cranny of the human body from the head to toe. For instance, soulful vitality planted within the blessed human mind to perceive divinity, godliness, elokus, vitality embedded within the blessed human heart to broaden out emotional capacities, and even the vitality to move the blessed human arms in various directions to accomplish portion of what is needed. This power to cognitively engage, to emotionally experience, to physically move one's blessed arms expresses a quality of understanding that can be traced back ultimately to the blessed human soul. Taking note that the tabernacle of the power of understanding to apportion soul-driven vitality within the various particularized soul powers, lodging themselves in all the different parts of the human body, is to be found within the quality of one's blessed left brain. As evidence from the teachings of the Holy Zohar, from the Toldos portion of Genesis, before there's any actual movement or effect within the human body, the beginning of that movement, that as evidenced by the teachings of the Holy Zohar from the Toldos portion of Genesis, before there's any actual movement or effect within the human body, the beginning of that particularized movement or effect transpired already within the left brain. Whereas the tabernacle for the indwelling of the power of wisdom, which is tantamount to enlivening the entire body in a general fashion, is to be found within the blessed right brain. So, Blessed Souls, we'll leave it right there. There's much more to talk about, but hopefully, if you listen to this, if you're hearing it live, or you'll hear the archive version, allow you to engage in a type of mindfulness to not to run away, but to further go, to penetrate into the inner aspects of human cognitive activity as it relates to the hus atmos of the nefesh, the essence and being of the soul, as it relates to the Or Shabbanefesh, the light of the soul, as it relates to the Chaya Shabbanefesh, the vitality of the soul, as it relates to the Koach, the power, the potential of the soul. And may we be successful to become more aware of these endeavors, to prepare ourselves and to empower ourselves to become better, more elevated human stewards, because that's what we are as beings, human beings, to be stewards of this blessed earth. And may this all be accomplished in the way of a Havachad, one love, girl, one destiny, the Quran of all of us, Badarchin Om Darki Shalom, in a pleasant, peaceful way. And I have to remind myself before I remind anyone else, I've got to be good with you. You've got to be good. We've all got to be good, because Atav Tov Lahetiv, it is the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of goodness. Wait ever so patiently for us to activate that goodness. This is anti-eugenics Torah. There is no place for any viewpoint to decide who is worth more than other. We are all created with a divine image to help us get on scrimmage. Our Tzelem Elokim is no dream. So let's understand that the spirit and the body and the soul are all not only not a contradiction, but have a unique symbiotic relationship that our blessed Creator, our eternal Creator, our merciful Creator wants to become more aware of as we prepare imminently for the revelation of Mashiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Messiah, who will roar out Torah Chadasha Mitzvotei, will roar out a new dimension of Torah that has never been revealed even to the likes of the greatest prophets of Israel and the nation. We see speed in our days. Have a wonderful week, everyone.